At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Maintaining Your Badassness. So we are about a week behind because of the holidays, but I want to get in right into the story. So on one of our forums, we have various questions from married men, mistresses, the victims of cheating, and wives. So studies have shown that married men are caught more around holidays than any other time of the year because their mistresses get antsy. They start to wonder what their married man is doing around the holidays. They start wondering if they're going to see him. They start wondering if they're going to get presents, you know. And most of the time, the mistress only uses the married man for gifts or whatever. But it's a challenge for them to want to get the married man out of the house, away from his wife and kids, to get him over her house. This is a challenge to see if the married man really is going to do it. So, what happens when the married man doesn't show up around the holidays? The mistress starts calling, texting, nonstop. The husband hides his phone, lets the phone ring, lets the phone buzz, and they don't answer the calls or texts. When they do finally get up, after a couple hours, an hour, to go in the other room or outside to answer the call, the wife's antenna goes up. So the married man thinks he's outsmarting the wife, but all along, she knows that something weird is going on. So, when the married man goes to sleep or leaves the house, the wife really starts her investigation. And that's why most cheaters are caught during the holidays. Because the mistress just is wondering what he's doing and why she hasn't heard from him. Which she already knows why, but it's just a challenge for her. So one of the questions that was posted on our forum was, what does it mean to be a mistress? Boy, these answers. These answers. Woo! So one of the persons who answered said, dating a married man means this individual thinks very little of herself. She'll settle for whatever scraps of time he decides to give her. She'll also settle for the lines of bullshit he feeds her to get into her pants. Odds are it won't go anywhere and she knows it. But so she'll settle for a lying loser. That's how little she thinks of herself. And she thinks even less about the woman whose husband she is riding. It means to participate in cheating on his marriage with his current wife. It means to be his side piece, his check. I don't know what that means. his sting, his fling, just somebody who was there. Nobody important. He has you on the side while he is figuring things out. You are his distraction. Just someone to have sex with. That's just crazy and really a big oops. You will never have him. He will always be someone else's. And I guarantee in time, eventually you will lose him. Well, actually, she never had him. She is his side piece. And no one would be there for your heartbreak or to pick up the pieces. Just run, not walk, to the nearest exit before you really get hurt. This is interesting. A mistress said she cut off a relationship with a married man 12 weeks ago. She gave him no explanation. I just disappeared. Now he's trying to connect with me. What should I do? Well, you left for a reason. Just keep running. Dating a married man is like hitting an axe on one's own foot. It shows that you don't mind destroying someone's married life, children's lives, and families. It's like spoiling your own present and future. It's like ruining a happy family, separating the child from his father, separating a wife from her husband. This is another type of crime in which you are destroying yourself as well as other people. Don't fall into the trap of a married man who just wants to make use of a woman without losing their wife and family. Don't be a reason for another woman's tears and curses. The married man has no integrity. There is nothing but sadness to come out of it. Either he stops short and dumps his mistress, or he has a bridge to a new relationship and divorces his wife, leaving her alone. The married man should divorce first and date second, allowing a clean break for all parties. But we all know that this isn't true for all married men. Some married men do, but most of them don't. I don't believe for a woman he discusses the nuances of the latest date with his wife while they cut up together in the matrimonial bed. I doubt very much that he will tell his mistress of any intimate relations he had with his wife while she was planning their next secret encounter. It's no surprise that when someone in the triangle puts two and two together, the most common betrayal feeling is betrayal, and sometimes a murder. Have y'all ever seen where the innocent party of the cheater gets killed because the mistress gets very jealous and she just wants his wife out of the picture at all costs? So not only is a married man hurting his wife, he is also putting her in danger. Because a mistress, when she feels scorned, she might go through any attempts to get that married man or to hurt him even worse than he has hurt her. So this is a comment from, I suppose, a mistress herself. She said, "I am very sorry that all the hypocrites over here are writing such bad comments to you. We are human beings, and this can happen too. Situations like the one you described. But listen to me. This man deceives his wife, who certainly does not know about your relationship." What? I don't know what she's saying, but he is lying to another human being, to his family. Since his relationship with his wife no longer fills him, he must respect her and leave her free to live her life. But apparently he does not want that because he likes to have a woman in the house cleaning him and cooking for him and lying to her as well. Don't believe what he tells you about her. He is lying. He is selfish and he wants everything to be his own. Get away from this man and find one who can't stand sleeping without you. That's what you deserve. So this woman is talking about sex and sleeping, and I think she's maybe drunk. Something complete and not the crumbs that this selfish person throws at you. I, for example, do not want to get married because I know that the married life, it doesn't suit me. I know responsibly that is not right for me. He having made this decision has an obligation to be honest. He chose to get married. Okay. But the mistress chose to be his mistress. Most of the time, the other woman goes away unhappy because the guy will always choose his wife over you. It means you are dumb. Sorry, but this is very unlikely to end happily for you or him. And, of course, his wife and children. My advice is don't do it. So, I posted a post that men often get found out around the holidays. After Christmas, or shortly before Christmas, there have been a lot of secret relationships found out. And the married man still tried to convince his mistress that he is leaving his wife. And he tells them that, hold on, it's just a matter of time. I can't leave the kids right now. Or, I'm waiting till the kids go to college. Just hang in there with me. But even after they go to college, they grow up, he still has these same excuses. And one of the responses is that to a question. Why would a married man tell me he's leaving his wife, but he's still there with his wife and children? Honey, if he still will live with his wife and kids, he is with her. I don't care if he tried to tell you that they no longer have sex or even sleep in the same bed. It's a lie. With that being said, if you are comfortable seeing a married man, that's your choice. Don't let anyone make you feel bad or guilty either. What? He is the wrong breaking his marriage vows to his wife, not you. A word of warning, though. Do not fall in love with him. You don't deserve that kind of pain. Odds are that he will never leave his wife for you. But if he does, can you ever fully trust him? The saying goes, if he'll cheat with you, he'll cheat on you. But somebody said, no. The question is twisted incorrectly. You should have asked, why would you date a married man for 5 years? Why do you think he loves and returns to his family every night? Then somebody else is responding anonymously that she had a 2-year affair with a married man who taught her in the beginning that having an affair was very modern and European, and that was providential and traditional. He told me his marriage was over and there was nothing between them. She was more like his sister. I'll get more into this story and conversation in the next podcast. Thanks for joining. See you then.